Support for Where You Eat on WWNO comes from Care Restaurant and Hotel Supply. More at CAIRESupply.com.
The Indian food vendor Everything Spice serves a dish called Dahi Puri that's built around crisp, egg-shaped lentil cups that pop with a flood of sweet, sour, savory flavors within. Falafel, freshly made the Egyptian way by another vendor called Dolma, breaks open to reveal a vivid green interior and soft texture. The rainbow salad from the stand Laksanola brings a burst of Burmese flavor, bright with tamarind, thick with cool noodles and papaya, enlivened by chilies. And the creole gumbo from Genevieve's is back of the stove home cooking with a dark, iron-tasting dose of chicken gizzards in the roux. These were some takeaways from tasting broadly around the vendors now cooking at St. Rock Market. That's the historic public market on St. Claude Avenue that was turned into a modern food hall and now sits at a crossroads. I also came away from these visits with a glint of optimism that a food hall on the brink of closing might just make the turn. St. Rock Market had been in a nosedive, but one of its vendors has stepped up to try to change that trajectory. Kevin Petto of CR Coffee Shop has taken over operations and is running the food hall day to day. Through the years, he's seen the market in its ups and downs. Right now, he's trying to make sure it continues, anguished by the thought that the market could shutter again and sit empty, as it did for many years before, joining the long, depressing list of important but idled properties in this city. I've been spending a good deal of time at St. Rock Market since the change. I've seen a perceptible increase in people coming through. I've seen shorthanded vendors helping each other out. And I've seen vendors in the past coming back around again, expressing interest in returning now that there's new management. There are formidable challenges to bring St. Rock Market back up to what it could be, but right now, the focus is on the best of what they've seen the market create. And that's the energy of a public market, where people drawn for different reasons find themselves on common ground. Now that's a classic recipe that's always ready for a new rendition. For WWNO, I'm Ian McNulty. I know done well.